The Cirque du Soleil show, filling in for Bad Radio this week. Every day at 1:10, we have been doing interviews with random and interesting people that we can get a hold of, whether or not they're from the area or not. And this next one is at the very, very, very top of the list as far as having an interesting profession.
Interesting.
And she is a local young lady, and let's bring her on. Her name is Rachel Starr. Hello, Rachel. Do you have us?
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Now I'm nervous. Just hearing her voice makes you nervous. I had all these great questions written down. I was confident, feeling cool, and now nervous. Rachel, you are an adult film star. That's correct?
Yes.
Wow. How do you like that?
You know, it has its ups and downs, but for the most part, it's been really rewarding.
We have a lot of questions that our P1s are kind of wanting to ask you and a few that we wanted to ask as well. Let's start out with you are from the North Texas area, correct?
Yes.
All right. It's grew up here your whole life?
Yeah. I mean, all over DFW Metroplex for the most part, my whole life.
It is, it's difficult to look up your name and find out a whole lot of biographical information. A lot of other things seem to come up when you do a Google search for your
name. I get distracted so quickly and so easily.
How does one get into your line of work?
You know, it's really, really hard for guys. For women, as long as you look good and you have, you know, the right person connecting you to the right people, it's really easy for a girl to get in. But for a guy, you know, you have to work for free and you have to do all the things that nobody else wants to do, and you have to do it multiple times. And then if you don't fail and have wood problems the whole time, then, you know, maybe they'll throw you a few bones or whatever and you can do some more scenes. But for guys, it's really hard.
How does this all get going for you? Obviously a gorgeous girl, and probably outstandingly good looks through most of the you know, grade school and high school and whatever, and you turn into this smoking hot girl, and then you just enjoy sex, and then it turns into something you want to pursue. I mean, how does that step happen?
You know, it was a total accident. I used to be a dancer here in Dallas for years, and I happened to start dancing in Shreveport, Louisiana at the Hustler Club there, and one of the guys came in that was a director, producer of a porn company, and he saw me on main stage and was like, literally yelled it across the stage, like, that girl is going to make money in porn, you know, talking about my butt. And so I remember, like, looking at him like, who is this idiot in here, you know, like screaming across the strip club, you know. And he kept following me around. I wouldn't give him the time of day. And then finally, you know, he threw me some money to talk to him and listen to him. And one thing led to another. And next thing I knew, I was getting on a plane and heading to L.A.
That's awesome. Now, one of the questions that we threw out the net to see what our people wanted to hear about, and a popular one was, how do you tell the friends and family? And what's their reaction when, I guess, do you tell them or do you just kind of go do it and then realize it's a profession now so you have to tell them? How does that work?
No, I was honest with my family from the get-go. When I went out to L.A., I didn't really know what was going to come of it. So I went out there, you know, knowing that I was going to do some modeling and I was going to try a bunch of different things or whatever. And just as my career progressed, you know, I kind of let them know, okay, now I'm doing this. Okay, now I'm doing this, you know. But I was honest with them the whole way through. I didn't hide anything. As far as my friends, I think there was only, you know, two or three friends that I didn't tell. But it's kind of like a judgment call. You know, some people is ready to handle that kind of information, and other people aren't. And I think that you just have to meet people where they're at in their life. You know, if you know that it's going to offend somebody, or if you know that, you know, they just can't handle that kind of information, then why put them on the spot for something they can't handle? You know what I mean?
Right. All right, this is Rachel Starr joining us, adult film star. And I guess one of the things we want to push for you is your Twitter account, because you do webcams. That's one of your ways that you can, I guess, ply your craft from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, it's really convenient. I get on there usually Monday through Friday. I'm on from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. to like 2 p.m. Central Time usually. And you can just go on there. If you go on my Twitter, like on my profile, like right where it has like my bio, it has the link that you can click on and it'll take you straight there. And it's free. So you can watch for free and all of that. And if you sign up and get verified, then, you know, obviously you can do private chat with me and, you know, and you can request for me to do whatever you want.
That is at Rachel Starr. Let me say it's RACHELSTARR XXX. That's your triple. That's your Twitter account. So go there, Rachel Starr XXX, and all the webcam info you need's there.
All right, I've got to ask you a bunch of questions flooded in, but one of the things that I'm curious about is when you're going to be in a film. How do you pick which films you're going to be involved in? Do you pick is there a script? Are there certain acts that you are going to be involved in? Are there certain actors that you've worked with? What how do you decide which thing you're going to do?
Okay, well, you have, like, agents. We all have agents that we go through, and basically the huge porn companies, they look on these websites that the agents have all of our pictures on, so they already have a theme in place of what skit it's going to be and what characters they want in that particular scene or whatever, and they just contact the agents, get the information, is the person available? If they are, bam, then they're hired. The only thing that stops that is you have a yes list and a no list. Well, guys don't. Well, some guys do, but most girls have a yes list and a no yes. They have the yes list of people they will work with, and they have a no list of people they won't work with. And other talent don't know if they are on that list or not on that list. Only the people that are producing that film and the agents know.
So give me an example.
That's how they plan it.
Give me an example of somebody, not the name of the person, but somebody that is on your no list, and what caused them to is it just uncomfortableness personally?
You know, I mean, it's different. You know, sometimes it's just like awkward. Like sometimes you just don't have chemistry with somebody. Like I have a girlfriend of mine, Eva Angelina, and like her number one favorite guy to work with is somebody that I'm like, it just never gets going for me. It's just awkward. There's no rhythm. And I'm just like, he's a great performer with other girls. A lot of other girls like him, but I just don't feel it, you know?
When
he's on my no list. And then there's times where there's guys that just don't have the best hygiene, or maybe they're too arrogant and I just don't like listening to their mouth. Or a lot of times, like, I have a lot of guys on my no list that are too young. Like, I don't like working with young guys.
Is 35 a good age for someone that you like?
That's a perfect age.
Yes. Yes. Hey, who's your favorite guy and girl to work with?
Goodness. Well, my favorite guy retired. His name was Mike Stefano. So now I would guess my second favorite would probably be either Johnny Sins or a Barry Scott, probably. Girl-wise, Rachel Rocks is probably my number one favorite. I like, oh my gosh, there's just so many to choose from with girls.
It's like a buffet for you.
It is. I mean, like, I don't know. They usually put me with all of the best people, so it's just like I just have a good time when I'm out there.
I want to visit this buffet. All right. Do you work with browsers, I guess? Do you have exclusive contracts with certain companies, or can you work with anyone you want at any time?
I'm not exclusive right now. There's been a couple of companies that have definitely tried to get me in a contract. None of them, I actually agreed to the terms or anything like that, but I've definitely had companies try to. So, no, right now I'm not exclusive. So I just work for whoever I want, whenever I want, and however I want.
This is adult film starlet Rachel Starr joining us. How often do you do scenes, and no specific numbers, but do you get paid per scene, per movie? How does that all work?
It depends. It really, really depends. Like, I have a movie by Elegant Angel, which is called Rachel Starr is Badass. Now, they paid me for a whole movie because the entire movie was about me. Same thing happened with my DVD, Rachel's Choice. Every scene in the DVD is about me, so they just pay me for the whole movie. If it's just a per scene per basis, which is what most internet scenes are, is you get paid for that scene.
I have to ask you how the names of these movies come out.
I've wondered that myself. Rachel Starr is Badass. They actually called me and they were like, you know, what do you think we should do? And I kept trying to think of all these different clever titles or whatever. And the next thing I knew, Mason called me and she was like, we got it. Don't even worry about it. She was like, it's perfect. And I'm like, okay. And then I flew out there and then it was Rachel Starr is Badass. So I'm like, that's actually not a bad idea.
How does it work with living here in Dallas when I think, what, Northern Los Angeles is probably the epicenter of the porn world? I mean, do you film scenes? I know you do your webcam stuff here, but do you film scenes here? Do you fly around to film scenes? Do you have to go to California when the movies are shot? How's all that?
It's actually Southern California. It's mainly out of, like, Winnetka, Studio City, Woodland Hills area, Chatsworth. So usually I fly to California. There's also a company in Vegas, which is Browsers, that is there. And there's a bunch of companies in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. There's a couple in New York, but I don't do anything here in Dallas except for photo shoots and my webcam. So whenever I do a scene, I have to fly out, and I personally like it better that way. Like, when I'm in Dallas, it's like my, you know, personal life is my personal life here, and I still go out and I have fun and whatever, you know, and, but it's like when I fly somewhere, it's like, okay, my game face is on, it's time to work, let's hustle, you know?
I want to ask you a little bit about life here in Dallas, because, you're from North Texas. You live here for, I guess, your whole life. Are you aware of the Ticket, the radio station that you're on right now?
I absolutely am. A lot of my friends listen to you, and a lot of my family listens to you as well.
You don't?
I never get on the radio. I used to when I used to, I was a kid, though. Y'all have been around forever. When I was a kid, I used to, like, ride around in my dad's truck, and that was, like, the number one station. He's listened to it for years. And I always listen to y'all in the truck with my dad, but now that I'm out and about and around, like, I don't even watch TV, really.
Well, 13...
I'm kind of like an outside person. Like, I'm either at the lake or, you know, I used to have a motorcycle, so I was always on a motorcycle, or, you know, I'm wakeboarding, or, you know, I'm really, really active outside.
We have a segment that we do here that we have to ask you because every day it's at 3 o'clock, basically. It's Why Today Doesn't Suck, and it's kind of a mix of two shows when one is ending and one is starting. And we have a guy named Ty Walker. He does the ticker updates. They're three times an hour, you know, updating everybody on what's going on in sports. And he does today's porn birthdays, and he'll name a porn star and then list three of their titles, which are generally quite uncomfortably named. You've never heard of porn birthdays, have you?
No, I haven't.
When is your birthday?
Yeah, when's your birthday?
November 26th.
All right. I can almost guarantee that Ty Walker will choose you as the porn star of the day on November 26th.
Awesome.
Are you a sports fan?
I really try to be. I try.
That's a no.
I played tennis when I was younger, so I love tennis, but I just don't keep up with a lot of it. I like live games. Like, to watch it on TV is not really that fun to me, but, like, if I go to a football game or if I go to a basketball game or hockey is actually really cool. I like hockey a lot, but I love watching games live.
So did you go to, say, a Mavericks game while they were in the playoffs making their run to the title?
I didn't. I was actually in Canada, and I was at the Stanley Cup.
Oh, cool. So you are pretty much a hockey fan then.
Well, I mean, I like it.
All right, I want to...
Whatever sport is live, that's the fan I'm at the moment.
I want to ask you this, and this is another popular question. It's basically your perception in public, because the profession you're in is something that... you know, I saw your name, and I'm like, oh, let me Google her. And as soon as I Googled you, I knew exactly who you were. Not by name necessarily, but if you're walking past me in public, I'm going to most definitely know who you are.
Right.
How does that work? I mean, look, you're a striking young lady, but how many guys either glance at you and go, oh my God, I know exactly who that is? And are those guys often with their wives or significant others? And then how often do they come up and just say, oh my God, I'm in love with you, pictures and that kind of thing?
You know, it happens very often. I don't notice it as much. I would have to say that usually the friends that I'm with, or, you know, my boyfriend or whatever, he'll notice and someone's, like, staring or looking or something, and he'll kind of point it out to me, and then I'll notice. I guess it happens a lot more than I even realize. I guess I'm kind of oblivious to it sometimes, unless they're actually coming up and talking to me. I don't know. I guess I would say... probably a lot of people, it's more like one of things, like, oh my God, I know that face. But it's an awkward question to go up and ask somebody, like, hey, are you a porn star? And then what if I'm not? Like, are they going to get slapped across the face or something? You know what I mean? It's an awkward question to ask somebody.
Rachel Starr, adult film actress with us on the Cirque du Soleil show. You mentioned your boyfriend, and that is the first thing that I was thinking of.
Our nemesis.
No, I'm sure he's I'm sure he's a nice fellow. What are you doing?
I hate him.
What are you doing?
Sorry, Rachel.
How does that work? I mean, obviously, you've got to have a certain bit of DNA in you to be able to have a girlfriend that does your line of work. How's that go? How difficult is it to find somebody that is separate from somebody in your business? And, you know, how difficult is it to make it work?
It is always a work in progress. It's always a work in progress. Honestly, sometimes I don't know how he does it. I told him in the beginning, like, I
don't know how he does it.
Do what you're doing. Like, there's no way I could be with somebody that does what I do, and then you're just with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I give him so much props, and I try to be extremely, like, understanding when he's, like, not feeling something, you know, or just kind of like, frustrated. But for the most part, like, now we've been doing it for so long that it just kind of flows a lot easier. You know, he knows me and I know him, and we both have so much trust for each other that it just, you know, it becomes easier and easier.
How long have you been together?
August 1st will be 1 year.
Okay.
I can't imagine that. That's crazy.
I got a couple Twitter questions for you. Again, this is Rachel Starr, and it's RachelStarrXX on Twitter, and she does webcams every day. Some Twitter questions. Like, Michael Hernandez didn't even have a question. He just said he couldn't believe his favorite radio station and his favorite porn star were having a confluence today. His head exploded, so to speak. Jason wants to know, are there really fluffers to support actors during downtime?
No, there's not. That is a total myth.
Really? So how do... Okay. Steve Kung wants to know, what do you do if your, like, videos start... Is there a concern about your videos categorically popping up in the MILF/mature section?
Does that... No, not at all. I have one, actually. I'm pretty sure that they purposely filmed me as a MILF when I was in London, but I don't really care. You know, it's kind of like the more genres I'm in, then the more popular I'm going to be. So, I mean, if they leave me out of a genre, then that's just more people that are into that genre aren't going to see me. So I don't care. Put them everywhere.
Sheila Abbott asks, your plans after your career, how long do you plan on going with this, and where do you go after?
I've got so many things in the works right now. Only the first year I was in porn was I totally dedicated to just porn. After my first year, after I built the brand of my name, Rachel Starr, I immediately started getting into other avenues. As far as other companies or investing in other companies or stocks or whatever. So I don't know when I'll actually quit. It's like I want to milk it as long as I absolutely can.
I know.
But at the same time, it's not going to be the only thing I do ever. I don't think it's smart to put all your eggs in one basket.
Do you aspire to do, like, I guess Sasha Grey is a good example of someone who's kind of crossed over and made her way in real films. Is that like a dream of yours, or are we just having fun and letting it go as long as we can?
I'm kind of like whatever, you know. I'm really, really open. I've definitely had a couple of people contact me about movies to be in. They weren't necessarily excited about the rate that I wanted for it.
Yeah.
So that it didn't happen, but I've done a couple of reality shows. I did, oh gosh, what was it? I Can't Believe I'm Still Single. I was in that, and his name was Eric Schaefer, and I went on a date with him. It was on Showtime, and Eric Schaefer actually did like an indie film and had me in it, so I had a small part in that. Gosh, I've done a couple of things for Comedy Central. I don't know, little odd-end things here and there or whatever, but, you know, say a producer contacted me to have a big part in a movie or whatever, like, I'd be down, but I'm not going to accept pennies for it either.
Sure. All right, Rachel Starr, I think that's about all the time we have. We rarely do this, but we're going to ask you to do a radio liner for us. If you don't mind, just say, hey, this is Rachel Starr. I'm the official porn star of the Cirque du Soleil show on The Ticket. You mind that?
Oh, shit, that's long. Okay, say it one more time.
Say, this is Rachel Starr, the official porn star of the Cirque du Soleil show on The Ticket. Can you do that?
Cirque du Soleil. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's a tongue twister.
It's just like Cirque du Soleil, but with two hot beefcakes instead of contortionists.
Okay, Cirque du Soleil. Is that what it is?
Yep, close enough. It'll be funny.
Okay. Okay, so you want me to say it right now?
Yep. Go for it.
Okay, this is Rachel Starr, the official porn star of Cirque du Soleil on The Ticket.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. Honestly, we have people walking by, jaws dropped. You're a fan favorite around here. And start listening to The Ticket, because we got your back, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right, Rachel, thanks so much.
All right, we got to give big props to P1 Kevin Casillas, who was involved in facilitating that interview, because I guess he's a Twitter follower of hers, and he follows us. So he was
the facilitator. Yeah, he's the guy who kind of lined that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he probably went to high school with her and their buddies.
Who knows?
Imagine that. Just being high school friends and then are like lusting over her anyway in high school, and then she goes into that career. Oh, boy.
You just stumble upon that.
Wow,
I'm really good at this.
Oh, boy. Rachel Starr, for real. That was awesome. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a moment with a little sports roulette, touching on the other sports stuff going on. Circus Roy.